I've been listening to Andrew Huberman recently, one of the biggest people in the health space right now. And in nearly everything that I've seen, he's been very adamant on getting sunlight in your eyes right when you wake up. This helps with a lot of things, which we'll dive into later in this episode. But my main question is, how well can your body actually utilize the vitamin D from the sunlight? This is where the VDR gene comes into play.
Welcome to the Joe Cohen Show. Join me as I share my experience with biohacking and invite top health experts to explore the latest technology, supplements, research, and resources for optimizing your body and brain.
The VDR gene is responsible for producing a protein called the vitamin D receptor. VDR works by binding to the activated form of vitamin D, which is called calcitriol. Once bound together, they form a special complex which has various biological effects. This includes promoting the expression of other genes, maintaining calcium and phosphorus levels in the blood, regulating metabolic pathways involved in immune response, regulating bone formation, controlling cell growth and development, and regulating hair loss. That's quite a bit of things that it contributes to. So with Huberman, he tells you to get sunlight first because it triggers the timed release of cortisol, a healthy level of cortisol, into your system, which acts as a wake-up signal and will promote wakefulness and the ability to focus throughout the day. It also starts the timer for the onset of melatonin, so you're essentially optimizing your circadian rhythm just by getting that sunlight in your eyes. But what are some of the other ways your body utilizes the sun from the morning exposure? This is something that I wanted to look more into. So let's take a step back and take you through the whole process from start to finish. So when your skin is exposed to sunlight, it triggers a reaction where a precursor molecule in your skin, 7-dehydrocholesterol, is converted into vitamin D3. Once vitamin D3 is in your body, it undergoes further processing. The liver converts it into calcidiol, which you'll see in your lab results as 25-hydroxyvitamin D. And that's the main circulating form of vitamin D. Then in the kidneys, calcidiol is converted into calcitriol, the biologically active form of vitamin D. Calcitriol, which is the active form of vitamin D, exerts its effects by binding to the vitamin D receptor, or the VDR protein. And then finally, VDR is encoded by the VDR gene, and that's when we get that complex from the binding that we were talking about earlier. So let's get into the genetic variants that affect your VDR. Among the different VDR polymorphisms, the SNP RS222-8570 has been most widely researched. The A variant encodes a slightly longer version of the protein, which means it has a few extra amino acids, and that's associated with decreased VDR levels and activity. So essentially your body isn't utilizing the vitamin D as efficiently as the G variant, which has been associated with all of the positive benefits of vitamin D that I mentioned earlier. Understanding your VDR gene is important because it helps you understand how well your body utilizes vitamin D and what you can do to further optimize your health. By uncovering your unique genetic makeup, you gain insights into personalized diet and supplement and lifestyle adjustments tailored to optimize your well-being and help you achieve your health goals. Thank you for tuning into this segment of Snippets. For more in-depth explorations of essential genes and their implications, be sure to follow The Joe Cohen Show on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your daily dose of podcasting.
67% of listeners aren't following the show, so please don't forget to show your support by hitting the follow button now. You'll not only be supporting the show, but also investing in yourself and your health journey, all while helping to keep us ad-free.